I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Ferret Productions and Sierra Wave Media. Here is your Eastern Sierra news. Well, as the city park remains closed while crews continue cleanup from the recent windstorm, the park pool will also be closed this week. Our goal is to reopen the pool for public swimming this weekend. Depending on cleanup progress, we'll continue to keep the community updated from the city of Bishop. Well, please join the Sheriff's Department, that's the Inyo County Sheriff's Department, and congratulating Lindsay Stein, Community Relations Liaison for the Inyo County Sheriffs, on earning her master's degree in strategic communications from National University with distinction and an outstanding 4.0 GPA. Lindsay's achievement is a true reflection of her hard work, dedication, and commitment to excellence, not only in her academic pursuits, but also in the incredible work she does every day for the office and the communities that she serves, balancing graduate studies while continuing to serve with professionalism and passion is no small accomplishment. And we, that meaning Inyo Sheriff's Office, could not be more proud of her, and the same with us over here at Sierra Wave. Well, Inyo County Superior Court Judge Suzanne Rizzo and Judge Linda McFadden from Stanislaus County Superior Court visited with local fifth graders to bring the B.B. Wolf versus Curly Pig mock trial case. Many thanks to Bishop Elementary fifth grade teachers, Cynthia, Talbot, and Vandehoven for inviting our judges to the classroom. Judges in the classroom connect students directly with members of judicial branch, bringing real-world insight into how court works and why the rule of law matters. Through these visits, judges help demystify the justice system, encourage civic responsibility, and inspire informed participation in our democracy. Well, mark your calendars for a very special day. It's an event coming up. Mono County Animal Services is hosting an adoption event as part of California Adopt-a-Pet Day. And the best part, adoption fees are waived. Come join them at the Kidzapalooza to meet some furry friends looking for their forever homes. It's going to be a day filled with fun for the whole family. It's going to be Saturday, June 6th. It's going to be from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Mammoth Creek Park, Mammoth Recreation Zone. What to expect? Well, adorable pets wanting to meet you, vendors and crafts, fun games, and dog cuddling. Sponsors of this event are ASPCA, Cal Animals, and the San Francisco SPCA. They're thrilled to be a part of the statewide initiative at participating shelters across California. Well, the Mammoth Community Water District Board of Directors will hold a regular board meeting on Thursday, May 21st at 5:30 p.m. The updated agenda in text form to make it easy to read are available on sierrawave.net. Well, Senator Marie Alvarado-Gill, Republican Jackson, expressed her disappointment yesterday with the party's majority failure to deliver meaningful affordability relief to rural California during the 2025-2026 legislative session. Despite controlling both chambers and the governor's office, the majority party allowed critical affordability measures to stall in committee or die without a vote, said Senator Alvarado-Gill. While they offered symbolic gestures, real solutions for gas prices, rents, energy costs, and health care were sidelined. For more information on what was sidelined, you can visit our website at sierrawave.net. You can also find more news there. Since 1996, for 30 years now, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. Thanks for tuning in.